And KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for Monday, the 17th day of July for 2017. In the news for this Monday, it was a busy weekend for Amador County law enforcement and emergency crews. On Saturday, the Amador County Sheriff's Office responded to the report of a 77-year-old man at risk who had reportedly walked away from his residence in the New York Ranch Ridge Road area. A code red notification was launched by the sheriff's office, and a few hours later, deputies found the man visiting at a neighbor's home. Then on Saturday evening around 9:30, deputies and local fire companies rescued an injured man at Electra near the lower dam on the Calaveras side. Jackson fire crews were able to set up a series of ropes and a litter to bring the man across the river to safety. PG&E lowered the flow of the river to aid in rescuing the injured man. Now, we had a call earlier after the 6 o'clock news asking what a litter is. And a litter is, I guess you could call it that caged-looking, what do they call them, stretchers, you know, that they put them in. You see ski patrols use them a lot. That's what a litter is. It's one of those types. So they put them in and they then brought them across the river on the ropes in that. So
Gotcha.
There we go.
Well, Amador Sheriff deputies responded to a report of a lost hiker near Tanglefoot Mountain Sunday evening. Amador Undersheriff Jim Wagner reports the hiker did have a working cell phone and was able to assist search and rescue crews pinpoint his location. The hiker, spotted by a helicopter crew and then flown to safety. Earlier in the afternoon, a search and rescue began at Salt Springs Reservoir for an injured kayaker with a possible dislocated shoulder. According to Wagner, Sheriff Dispatch received a call from the International Emergency Response Coordination Center that a kayaker at the reservoir had activated an emergency beacon. The IERCC reported two subjects involved in an accident. One had a broken or dislocated shoulder. The Amador County Sheriff Office able to relay the coordinates of the injured party. Amador search and rescue were deployed, along with a CHP helicopter. The injured kayaker was located, flown to Barton Hospital in Lake Tahoe for treatment.
And CAL FIRE reports the quail fire that burned between Highways 12 and 26 near La Contenta Golf Course is 100% contained. CAL FIRE determined the 59-acre fire was started by a person using a push lawnmower and issued the responsible party a citation. The fire grew from 20 to 50 acres in a couple of hours and threatened 35 residents, forcing mandatory evacuation orders shortly after the fire broke out last Wednesday. Firefighters reported 100% containment by midday on Saturday.
And the 2017 Counties Exhibit Awards announced Friday at the California State Fair. And again this year, Amador County takes home the gold. The Counties Exhibit has been a longtime feature at the State Fair. Each county raises money, designs, and builds their exhibit to be displayed at the fair. Now, each of those displays competes to see which county's the best. This year, Best of Show Award went to Sonoma County. But Amador won more than just gold. Under the Special Awards category, Amador was awarded Best Use of Special Effects and Technology. This year marks the State Fair's 50th anniversary at Cal Expo. The fair runs through the 30th.
And the Plymouth City Council worked through a short agenda at its meeting on Thursday. First, the council heard from Marie Weens, marketing and event coordinator for the Barbera Festival, and starting next year, the Four Fires Festival as well. Weens approached the board with a sponsorship proposal asking for $5,000. In exchange, the City of Plymouth would have its logo and information featured on promotional materials and ads. That's promotional materials and ads. The city provides support for several events in Plymouth each year, usually amounting to about $100,000 annually, operating on the assumption that such events bring tax revenue to the city. Mayor John Colburn noted that the council only gives $3,000 per year to the county fair, which is a four-day event. Eventually, the council came to the agreement, deciding to give $3,500 to the Barbera Festival. The other major item on the agenda was an update on the status of the roundabout project. City Manager Jeff Gardner told council members that closing Main Street to traffic in one direction for the 40 to 60 days of construction was an option to be considered and may save money that could be applied to other parts of the project. Jamie Lebenko of Prospect Sellers addressed the council, asking that they be thoughtful of tourism-based businesses like hers when making decisions about the construction, as it may have ill effects on local Plymouth business.
Well, a Sacramento man killed in a big rig rollover Thursday on 49. According to Highway Patrol, at about 8:30, Michael Clark was driving a big rig with two trailers hauling asphalt from Carson Hill Rock Products in Angels Camp to a paving project on Highway 88 here in Amador County. Well, Clark was traveling northbound on 49 north of McCallamy Hill, descending the grade toward the Amador-Calaveras County line. CHP reports that Clark reached a speed of over 40 miles an hour, too fast for the truck he was driving on the steep curve roadway, lost control of the truck, which ran up an embankment along the east road's edge. As the truck and one trailer started to overturn back onto the road, Clark came out of the cab, was struck by the trailer as it overturned onto its left side. Clark suffered fatal injuries in the accident. Now, Highway 49 was closed from McCallamy Hill to the Amador County line for about 5.5 hours while the collision was being investigated and the spilled asphalt was being removed from the roadway. Drugs and or alcohol were not considered a factor in the collision.
And applications are available to Calaveras Unified School District households regarding the free and reduced price meal program for the coming school year, which is just around the corner. Children are eligible for free or reduced price meals if the household income is less than or equal to the federal guidelines. Households that want to apply for meal benefits through the National School Lunch Program, School Breakfast Program, and or After School Snack Program must fill out one application for all children in the household and mail it to the Nutrition Office, P.O. Box 788, Gold Strike Road, San Andreas. For eligibility requirements or a simple and secure method to apply via the Internet, visit the Calaveras Unified School District website. Marlene Hernandez can give you a hand in filling out any application forms by calling 754-2120. And that's a look at local news on this Monday, the 17th day of July for 2017. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.